want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to Word on Food. Today's word on food is bones. My culinary colleague and fellow chef memoirist, Gabrielle Hamilton, wrote one of the best titled books of the genre when she penned Blood, Bones, and Butter, The Inadvertent Education of a Reluctant Chef. The first part of the title, that was power. Blood, bones, and butter. The last word softens while the other two stir and spear. Many of her stories had the same effect on me as I read it. As a chef, I deal with bones. I have taken my knife against many creatures' bones to pry and sever the meat away. But I have learned not to only care about the meat, the bones matter too. In most species, the bones do a number of things. Besides giving us the frame to wrap our clothing around, they offer protection for our brains and our vital organs. They provide the needed support we require to be upright and to move in every way from walking to dancing. With birds, the bones allow for flight. What a miracle that is! In her cookbook titled Odd Bits, How to Cook the Rest of the Animal, Jennifer McLaughlin wrote, "Our ancestors held marrow in high regard. For them, particularly those who lived in marginal areas, it was an important food source. Medieval cooks preferred their bone marrow sweet, adding it to puddings and pastries, while Georgian diners so loved to eat it straight from the bone that they commissioned specially designed silver spoons just for the task of scooping the marrow from the bone. Queen Victoria was another bone marrow lover, repeatedly eating it every day. The queen lived to age 81. Not bad. Other favored bony dishes? Ossobuco, of course. Oxtails, when done correctly, are loved by this man. I prefer them in the style known as en fuego. I also succumb to perfectly braised short ribs. I have had them cooked amazingly well on an asador at the Argentine restaurant Graziano's. Deeply enhanced by a bottle of Argentine Malbec, I was a contented man. If you asked my wife, Janet, there is absolutely no question that her most savored dish amongst the bony genre would be barbecued ribs, and she would be far from alone on that. Bone broths have become a sensation in the past few years. They have, of course, been made for eons. The terminology is simplified to bone broths in the current vernacular, but they are known, in essence, as consommés. At the turn of the 19th century, you could have had some on the Titanic. When you begin to learn to butcher, your understanding of animals changes. You become more aware of not only them, but of us. The most common way we employ the use of bones in the kitchen is in the production of stocks. I cannot overestimate how important it is to the flavor we can obtain from making our foods that stock provides. I realize that many that listen to me are vegetarians or vegans and will find my point of view sharply out of line with theirs. I appreciate that. I am an omnivore. Our son has become a vegan or a flexitarian. We have good conversations about all of this. He is not only quite smart, he is very thoughtful. I have learned a lot in this living with him. Will I ever become a vegan? Not likely. But make no bones about it, I'll always be his dad. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Things that's better left alone.